Our sugya Masechta Kedushin, Daf Yud Zayin, speaks about the mitzvah of Hanuk Tanukloy, the mitzvah Hanukkah, the mitzvah that the Torah obligates us that when the Eved Ivri or the Amar Avriya go free, we have to give them severance. And actually, the first source for paying severance is the din of Hanukkah to an Eved Ivri. And as the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Pei Beis teaches us, Lo seis mima sheyesh lanu, we have an obligation to give from what is ours, le'Eved Ivri to Eved Ivri, bizman sheyetze mitachas yedeinu l'cheiris, when he leaves us to go free. We shouldn't send them empty-handed. And continues the chinuch mishor shehamitzvah. What is the basis of the mitzvah? L'manikne b'nafshenu midos me'ulois yikorois v'chamudos. We should acquire the proper midos. And the person who indeed has these wonderful character traits, niskelatoiv, that's how we will be worthy of good. The chinuch continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good for us. And the way we show who, how great we are, is when we show mercy on somebody who works on our behalf. And we give him from what is ours, but Torah's chesed, extra. Above what we've agreed to pay him. And interesting, the chinuch says, behaving this way is something that is obvious. Ain't Tzorach laharachvay. It requires no special, it doesn't require great understanding to know that this is the right thing to do. And then the chinuch concludes, v'nehegas mitzvah zu b'zichorim v'nekevis b'zman habayis. This mitzvah applies to males and females when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Shein din every noig al b'zman sheyovel noig. Because the entire parasha of Eved Ivri is only applicable when the Yovel is in practice, as I've already said, mitzvah mem beis. However, concludes the chinuch, the smart person should learn the lesson. If you hire another Jew, and that Jew worked for him, whether a long time or a short time, that he should give him severance pay from what the person has, from what the employer has. And actually, the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Avodim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yudalid, has a fundamental question. He says, how do we look at the obligation to pay Hanukkah? Is it a financial obligation, like one has a financial obligation to pay salary to his employee? Or is it a mitzvah, like the mitzvah tzedakah? The Gdulei Truma says that mitzvah Hanukkah is only like a mitzvah tzedakah. It's a chesed. And so is the opinion of the Sma and the opinion of the Shach in Siman Pei Beis, Siman Pei Vav. The Stipler brings a raya. He says the fact is, as our Gemara teaches us, that the Chiv Hanoka by an Amma of Riyah goes to a father. But the Gemara also says, if the father is not alive, then the Amma of Riyah herself gets the Hanoka, not the Yorshim of the father. So if it's a Tzedakah obligation, we could understand, says the stipler, this halacha. But if it's an financial obligation, which belonged to the father, so any money that came to the father should go to the Yorshim. It's clear that Hanukkah is some sort of a tzedakah. The Meiri takes a different approach, and the Meiri's approach is that it's a financial obligation. A raya to this approach, to this question, is our Gemara says that even though this is a question that many Mefarshim discuss on the Gemara and Daf Tezvav, on the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says that if you had an Eved Ivri who you owe Hanukka to, and that Eved Ivri owes money to someone else, so throughout Shas we have the concept of Shibud Rav Nosson, that if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, Reuven should pay Levi directly. By Hanukka, we give it directly to the Eved, not to the person that Eved owes money to. And actually, the Gemara asks, what about Shibud Rav Nosson? The Gemara says, this man, the Amr, doesn't pass in Shibud Rav Nosson. So the Mefarshim asks that on one hand, the Rambam paskens like the Chachamim in our Gemara, that the Rambam says that even if the Eved Ivri owes money to someone else, that Hanukka should be given directly to the Eved Ivri, not to the person the Eved Ivri owes money to. But the Rambam also does pasken Shibud Rav Nosson. So how do we reconcile the Rambam? So Rav Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Gilyonei HaShas, has a very interesting approach. His approach, and it's very much in line with what we're learning, because if the Chiyuv Hanukka was a financial obligation, so indeed then we have the cloud of the Shibud Rav Nosson, and the Rambam, and most Paiskim, Paskin Shibud Rav Nosson. But Chiyuv Hanukka is not a financial Chiyuv. It's a special Tzedakah Chiyuv. And that Chesed Chiyuv is only fulfilled, if you give it directly to the person who worked for you, not to someone else. This concept, this discussion, is extremely critical. Because as the Chinuch himself said, the Chiyuv Hanukka midoraisa is only by an Eved, not by any other employee. So now the question is, if someone has an employee, is he obligated to give him severance? So there's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Machs Avrom, Chelik Beis Simon Aleph. And the Machs Avrom establishes a rule. He says, Adam Choshev Chayiv Linag Lefnim Mishuras Adin. He says, a person who wants to act appropriately should give an employee, as he leaves your employment, you should give him severance. And he goes on to say, not only in a private business, so it's my business and it's my money and I can do with it whatever I want, but even if it's a public business, so it's not just my money, how could I spend someone else's money? He says, giving severance is the right thing to do, and it's not called misappropriating money.
Similarly, there's a tshuva I saw in the Shalos, a tshuva Spetzel HaChochma, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf, where there was somebody who worked apparently for the Kehila for 21 years. And not only did he work, but apparently during those 21 years, he was even a temporary Rav in the Kehila. Says the Betzel HaChochma, there is no obligation to pay severance, but still, even though it's Kehila money, it's money that belongs to the community, and he doesn't even have a contract that obligates them to pay him severance, it's still the right thing to do. Similarly, I saw tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Vav, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. Apparently, the Minchas Yitzchok was asked to comment on a Din Torah that was taking place in Belgium, where there was an employee who worked for 17 years. And as I understand the tshuva, what apparently is the situation is that this employee got ill, he had a heart condition, he couldn't work like he used to work. It sounds like he was an accountant, a controller, and his job sort of ended. And now there's a Din Torah over severance. So the first thing the Minchas Yitzchok establishes is that in all of these employee-related issues, we always have to follow the Minig HaMedina. The Din HaMelchusa is what we have to follow, and every country has its own Minig HaMedina. Every country has its own Din HaMelchusa. And therefore he comments that he is in Eretz Yisrael, and the Din HaMelchusa and the Minig HaMedina in Eretz Yisrael is not necessarily the same as it is in Belgium, where the Din Torah that he's asked to comment about is taking place. Furthermore, he says, as we said before, there's no Chiv Hanokim Medaraisa here, because he was an Eved, he was a worker. But he says, it is the obligation of the employer to look at this employee who worked for so many years that loyally with dedication. And now this individual, this former employee, is sick and doesn't have money. And the owner of the company is, Baruch Hashem, a wealthy person. There's a concept of Lufnim Mishuras Hadin. There's the concept that we discussed from the Chinuch, that a person, an employer, should take the lesson of Hanukkah that the Torah teaches us and pay attention. And then he says, moreover, he says, our Gemara on Daf Tezayin, on Daf Yudzayin, discusses what happens if an employee gets, if an Eved gets ill. So does it count towards the years that he's working? Does it not count towards the years that he's working? He says, of course, the halachas of an Eved, as we just said, and the halachas of an employee are not identical. But on the other hand, he says, if this person became ill as he was working, and he still came to work and did the best he can under the circumstances, so we should take that into consideration and not say, well, in the last years while you were working here, you really weren't giving me 100% of your time and effort because unfortunately you weren't well. The lesson of Hanukkah is that if we will treat our employees with kindness and give them the benefit of the doubt, hopefully Hashem will treat us the same way as well.